Vaughn brings him out. He's got wideouts to the right and to the left. Vaughn back to pass. Gets flushed out of the pocket. Now wants to throw and just throws it out of bounds, and then he goes to the ground. Clock will continue to run, though, as Dylan said. WRJN, Racine.
And one thing, you might still get a grounding here. It does, but he was out of the pocket, though. I don't know what they're going to call here. It looks like the officials here are talking about whether this should be out of bounds for like some intentional grounding, or it looks like they do want the clock stopped though here as we're going.
I don't get that though.
Well, I think they want it to stop because they're trying to discuss what they're talking about.
Now they started it up again. After this play, we'll announce our DG Sports players of the game. We got two of them. So Vaughn tells one of his wide receivers to go back out there. As he has two to the right and two to the left, he airs this one out. Incomplete.
You had one of those typical defender celebrates an incompletion,
yep.
But it went through his hands. I mean, he beat the defender with ease.
That was Tim Ellis. Correction. Demetrius Hewlett. He's got a shirt tucked
up.
In.
Yep.
So it's fourth down, and in to punt will be Freeman. Jacob Freeman will punt it away again. This time we got Gabe. Well, we had Olson back, and now he leaves to receive the punt. And Morris comes in. He fumbles it, but gets it back. And actually, Angelis came back out.
And he hobbles off the field. I don't know if he hurt himself or what, but ball went through his hands, and maybe Olsen should have stayed out there to field that one, Dick.
He should have. Back and forth we go, so clock will continue to run. Oak Creek's going to improve to 4-2, 3-1 in conference, keep their hopes alive. Or maybe a conference title. Park will fall to 0-6 overall, 0-4 in conference. Okay. We'll give you the new quarterback in a minute here. On the keeper is Brady Martin, the new quarterback.
Hey, he had a nice run to the outside there, able to get upfield and then out of bounds, avoiding a hit as he came downfield.
He's only a sophomore, 6 foot, I should say 5'9", 169 pounds. So he'll bring him out. A lot of new players in there now for the Knights. Martin in the gun, hands it off, down to the 30, down to the 28 is Seabrooks. Kason Seabrooks on the carry. See, now other players are coming in.
Yeah, definitely a good chance to take out all your starters, get your younger guys some reps, maybe people that don't play every week. These are the opportunities where you want them to get in and get reps.
He's in the gun. Throws a pass complete to Dennis Morris. And now we'll have other people come in. That one kind of surprised me, though, that you would throw a pass.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to run your offense, I guess, but they haven't really passed much tonight.
No. 229 in counting. There's a handoff slow. And that handoff was to Jaden Bayless on that carry for a loss. But again, just letting the clock go.
Yeah, with this long second down here, we might even see a pass play again.
Yeah.
Just kind of seeing where the abilities of his backup quarterback. I mean, technically, his third string, as Coach mentioned pregame to us, his freshman sensation, as he called it, got injured last week.
J.J. Chapman, to give him some recognition. Now on the keeper to the outside, and he was close to the first down, Brady Martin, but there's a flag. And we've got an injured player again down. But we'll keep it here.
It was a holding on that play, Dick, so it's going to move him back.
Yep. It's been a rough night for Coach Mattson and his Panthers.
Yep, a few injuries and just a bunch of miscues that they weren't able to put together what they wanted offensively or really defensively. I mean, Oak Creek honestly didn't do much here in the second half. The score would have still been where we were at if it wasn't for that 45-yard pick six.
Well, I got to say, I mean, we've got time to discuss. We've seen them both. I got to say, I think Franklin's got more offensive power than Oak Creek.
Yeah, and I mean, we seen the score last week. They won by almost 20-plus points. Franklin's definitely a step ahead of this Oak Creek team, but there's still a lot of talent out here.
Yes.
This game next week is going to be incredible between Oak Creek and Case.
Yeah.
But you could definitely tell the difference between Franklin and what we've seen of Oak Creek.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we got to start talking about, and we'll know that because I'm sure Travis Wilson will have it on his web page, teams that qualified for playoffs after tonight's games. We have not gotten a St. Catharines score, so we don't know, but a win tonight by them would have qualified them for playoffs again and being undefeated. So he's coming off the field now. The injured Panther with 1:02 to go. Maybe two more plays. And all the assistant coaches have left. The Oak Creek assistant coaches. So Martin in the gun. Second and 25. Hands it off. Peterson on the carry.
Another injury there, Dick, for Park.
So that'll stop the clock again.
We do have a scoring update from Franklin. They're up 38-7, so they'll continue their winning ways.
Yep.
Trying to see what other scores we have.
I think that'll qualify. That'll qualify for, definitely will qualify Franklin for playoffs.
Yep. Something kind of surprising. It's a little outside of our area that we're covering, but just good teams across the state. Arrowhead is trailing 29-14 in the fourth quarter. Arrowhead's done an incredible job. They beat Muskego and Maguanago already, but they're now trailing to Oconomowoc, so just a little surprising that way.
Yeah. And again, we never got a score of that Burlington Badger game. Two undefeateds going at it.
It looks like they told them, hey, just that's line it up and call it a day.
Well, that's going to be our final score then. It's Oak Creek 35, Racine Park 0. Oak Creek improves to 4-2 overall, 3-1 in conference. Park falls to 0-6 overall, 0-4 in conference. And our players of the game were junior quarterback Blake Fergus and senior running back Nathan Schaff. Those are our players of the game. Congratulations to both of them. And they will get their certificates from the assistant coaches. Final thoughts, Dylan?
Honestly, Oak Creek didn't really impress me here tonight. Maybe that's a testament to Park, just where they're at as a program. Maybe they're, you know, stronger than that record showcases, but I wasn't impressed. I don't know about you.
Typical Oak Creek night football is what I saw tonight. You think kind of boring, but they get the job. They get the job done and
grind it out for a victory. Yeah, definitely.
They're on their way. I would say, last thing I would say about Oak Creek would be, you'll see a different team next week against Case.
Definitely.
Some different things will come out.
I agree with you there.
All right. So why don't you mention our sponsors and patrons one last time, and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, we'd like to thank you tonight, our sponsors, for helping us bring you this game. Lings on Lathrop, Sicko and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeQuisto of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Roma Lodge, Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Troitler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins. Again, you're listening to Dick Graceffa streaming live coverage of high school football on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anywhere, anytime at dgsports.mixler.com. Follow us there, and you can chat with us during these broadcasts.
All right, that's going to conclude our broadcast from the S.C. Johnson Sports Complex at Pritchard Park. My thanks to the Park Athletic Director, Ambrea Sanders, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be October 4th from Wastosha Central, where the Wastosha Central Falcons will host the Waterford Wolverines. Pre-game will be at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Next up for the Knights will be a home game when they will host the Case Eagles. Park will travel to Kenosha Bradford, trying to get that first victory of the year to take on the Red Devils. Both games kick off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl back in the studio, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports. Join us next Friday as dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio, 1400 AM or 99.9 FM, or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, covering all Racine City and county schools. Once again, our final score, it was Oak Creek 35, Racine Park 0. Oak Creek improves to 4-2 overall, 3-1 in conference. Park falls to 0-6 overall, 0-4 in conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist to French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese, topped with vanilla bourbon icing, and sprinkled with cinnamon. Delicious! And for great fun, enjoy the O&H 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Highway 20 store. There'll be live music, family activities, photo ops, Kringle samples, specialty pizzas, and fun to be had. O&H Danish Bakery, Racine Sturtevant and Oak Creek.
Well, when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fools rushing, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
I can't help. sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
The purpose of a man is to love. open for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation.
Summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit. Looking for a lifestyle change but not sure where to start? Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your overall health starting with their on-ramp program. Centered around the pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through challenging and fun workouts. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
A girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wait?
taken over my one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
And I almost die every time.
She said, goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. Hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. And I cry.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Death and destruction is what Helene has brought to the southeast, with at least 43 people killed in five states. It made landfall late last night near Perry in Florida's Big Bend area and quickly moved inland. CBS's Dave Malkoff.
We have a death toll that just seems to keep rising here in Georgia, far away from where the storm made landfall. But so much rain came on top of us, the entire apartment complex was underwater at one point. We talked to one woman who, and I've never heard this story before, someone who was in bed, people had gone to sleep, she was in her bed, and then the next thing she knew was something she thought was a dream.
I woke up at midnight and my mattress was floating in the water, and yeah, we had to leave.
Millions of people in the southeast are still without power. A curfew is in effect in Asheville, North Carolina. A series of airstrikes is what Israel has carried out targeting Hezbollah in Beirut. CBS's Chris Livesay has the latest on the escalating tensions.
Well, the Israeli military has indeed confirmed that they were targeting the headquarters of Hezbollah. And according to Israeli media, the military in Israel is now trying to confirm if the leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, was killed in those attacks. If he was indeed killed, it would be a seismic turn of events. He's been the leader of this Iran-backed group for more than 30 years.
The candidates for president focus on the border. Vice President Kamala Harris speaks about her experience on the matter while in Arizona.
I was attorney general of a border state for two terms. I saw the violence and chaos that transnational criminal organizations cause, and the heartbreak and loss from the spread of their illicit drugs.
Former President Donald Trump has been in Michigan.
I always say this is an election that I used to say determined by the stomach. Actually, I don't believe that anymore. I think it's now determined by the brain because nobody wants to have criminals pouring into our country.
New York's mayor makes his first appearance in court after being indicted on five federal charges, including bribery and wire fraud. CBS News New York reporter Alice Gaynor.
A thumbs up from New York City Mayor Eric Adams outside the federal courthouse where he let his lawyer do the talking for him.
He's innocent.
Minutes prior, the mayor was arraigned on charges including bribery, fraud, and soliciting illegal foreign campaign donations, telling the judge, "I am not guilty, Your Honor."
Adams is New York's first sitting mayor to be indicted on federal charges. His next court appearance is scheduled for next Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
The Federal Trade Commission says it continues to take action against scammers who use the promise of artificial intelligence to dupe consumers.
The FTC says an online business opportunity scheme known as Ascend Ecom and at least eight other names falsely claimed that its cutting-edge AI-powered tools would help consumers quickly earn thousands of dollars a month in passive income by opening online storefronts. The agency says the company charged consumers tens of thousands of dollars to start online stores on e-commerce platforms such as Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and TikTok. It then required them to spend tens of thousands more on inventory, but almost all of those who bought in lost money. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
A New York judge denies Governor Kathy Hochul's request to toss out lawsuits challenging her decision to stop a new congestion fee for drivers into Manhattan. The groups argue the Democrat violated the state's laws and constitution when she indefinitely paused the fee. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, a little breezy at times, and lows only in the mid-60s. With a wind off the water for the weekend, highs in the low 70s, and a partly sunny sky. Mid-70s on Monday, then cooler for the rest of next week. It's 69 degrees right now.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. In imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had